emergency traffic, but we'll take it. Reminder, in the event of an emergency, Oregon, GMRS.org, will decide what happens on this repeater. If you are further interested in Ameron Emergency Protocol, please visit Ameron.com. This is week 246 of the Ameron Net. I calculated that out. That's 4.7 years. So we're sneaking up on 5 years, folks. Ameron stands for the American Readout Radio Operators Network and is a nationwide disaster preparedness network made up of radio operators who are here to help during times of emergency and civil defense. I spell Ameron. A-M-R-R-O-N. Stand by. The goal of this net is to equip all citizens in Southern Oregon with the ability to receive and share information during a disaster or extended power or communications outage. To further that goal, it's important for you to be able to get and assimilate local, regional, national, and worldwide news and situations that may affect you when radio may be the only form of communication you have. Lastly, you should cultivate relationships with like-minded people using the Ameron Channel 3 project. That's off the repeaters, folks. That's GMRS or FRS 3, MERS 3, CB 3, and Ham Simplex frequency 146.420. So I encourage you to switch channels on your radio and participate at the end of this net. Stand by. This is the Practice Net. To learn more about Ameron, visit www.ameron.com. Also be sure to visit our local Ameron webpage at www.soameron.com for local information as well as early check-in form located on the main page. Stand by. For Ameron or any other radio questions that are not answered during this net or on the website, and to sign up for the Ameron Intelligence Report via email, email us at sogmrsnet@gmail.com. Again, that's sogmrsnet@gmail.com. We are family friendly and want anyone with a GMRS license to feel free to talk, including children. The only expectation is courtesy, patience, and helpfulness. Stand by. Okay, the net word of the week. That word of the week is to help us with our radio skills in receiving and passing accurate messages, which is important for all radio operators at all levels in times of emergency. This word of the week is a Bible verse. You do not have to repeat it at check-in if you choose not to. To save time, we're not going to discuss this Bible verse. We're just going to repeat it. Thank you. Write this down. And that word of the week is Psalm 28:7. I say again, the net word of the week is Psalm 28:7. I spell it P-S-A-L-M and the figures 28:7. Stand by. Okay, we got some jokes here. Let's see, some dad jokes. What did the pie say after dinner? That's a wrap. What sound does a dizzy turkey make? Wobble, wobble, wobble. There's a few people who make that sound after Thanksgiving, too. Okay, mom joke. What did mom say after cooking all day? This kitchen is now closed. Okay, the order of the net is as follows. We'll have announcements, then we'll do check-ins, then we'll have a check-in confirmation, and then late check-ins and visitors. After After that, the Ameron intelligence brief. Then we'll do the Channel 3 project, and then we'll close the net and have discussions and questions if there are any. Okay, for announcements, ladies first. Karen, 359, are you out there?
WRJX 359, Karen.
Loud and clear, Karen, go ahead.
I'd like to invite all of the ladies out there to join in on the Patriot Ladies Net every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. We have various topics of discussion. We support one another, and we practice our skills. So if you know a lady that's a little bit timid about getting on the radio, have her listen in and hopefully join in. This is WRJX 359, Karen. Back to net control.
Thank you, Karen. Now, Craig 605, Kimberly comes in and talks about the Illinois Valley IVART net. I got a message here that says he's having antenna problems and won't be doing it tonight. I'm going to pause in case he just happened to get in there, is able to get in there. So, Craig, are you there?